You're listening to SBS News.
Messenger RNA or mRNA vaccines teach cells in the body how to make a protein that will trigger an immune response. They differ from traditional immunizations, which contain weakened or dead bacteria from the viruses they seek to combat. Confirming a deal with pharmaceutical company Moderna to produce mRNA vaccines in Australia, Scott Morrison says such technology had been considered the stuff of science fiction before the COVID-19 pandemic fast-tracked their development.
There are few countries in the world that have been able to get to this point through the course of the pandemic, and certainly none in the Southern Hemisphere. Parts of North America and Europe, which had these capabilities before the pandemic started. And now Australia moves into that league of nations on the basis of being able to deliver this here. Now, the reason we can do it is we've got the people, we've got the commitment, we've got the infrastructure, and it's all here in Melbourne.
The deal between the company and the Victorian and federal governments was first announced in December. But on the unofficial campaign trail, with an election fast approaching, the Prime Minister was keen to stand side by side with colleagues and company representatives to flesh out more detail. And accompanied by Chisholm MP Gladys Liu, who holds one of the coalition's most marginal seats in Melbourne's eastern suburbs, Health Minister Greg Hunt was quick to float Monash University in her electorate as a potential site for the production facility.
Ultimately, that's being a decision between the Victorian government and Moderna. Victoria is going to complete its agreement with Moderna. And I will say that there are a number of sites under consideration. Gladys has been advocating very strongly for Monash. And this is a leading candidate. And we've been in discussion this morning. But ultimately, that's... Once Victoria has completed its agreement, we'll be in a position to announce that, but Monash is right at the top of the list.
The research and development facility will be the first in the Southern Hemisphere to produce mRNA vaccines and is expected to make up to 100 million doses each year for illnesses, including COVID-19 and influenza. Moderna Chief Executive Michael Azrak says he expects the facility to create up to 150 skilled jobs, once it's up and running.
It's a landmark occasion for Australia, for Moderna, our medical research community, and our high-tech industry. Australia is the first country in the world to reach an agreement with Moderna for onshore manufacturing.
According to Scott Morrison, it's a multi-billion dollar deal and another sign of Australia's ability to attract some of the world's biggest and most innovative companies.
And most innovative companies, and they're coming here to Melbourne, and they're coming to other parts of Australia, and they're coming to where the infrastructure is, where the people are, because it's central to our economic plan. I want to stress that. What we're announcing today is absolutely essential for future pandemic preparedness. And we're already ranked number 2 in the world on pandemic preparedness. I mean, that says a lot to our preparedness and our resilience to date. What this is about is ensuring that we're doubling down on our future preparedness. So when we're looking forward, this is about our forward planning for jobs, our forward planning for protecting the health of Australians.
While production of the COVID-19 vaccine will be the facility's immediate priority when it opens, Mr. Azrak says it won't be the only one.
I would anticipate influenza will not be too far behind, and then very quickly will be respiratory syncytial virus, and we could very well have a COVID influenza vaccine ready by the time production commences.
That's expected to be around 2024. Gareth Borum, SBS News.